Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Hope you're having a good holiday weekend as we get to stop laboring on Labor Day. That's always kind of a little bit of a, I don't know, I thought that curious. On Labor Day, there's no labor. Except for the likes of people in broadcasting like myself, not complaining. Always love talking video games with you. My name is Rick Tittle. Coming to you from the downtown San Francisco studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, a show that I've been doing more than 15 years, the Video Game Review, every week at this time, 1 hour. Normally it's all sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, quarter football, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket. But this 1 hour we talk video games on Sports Byline, also on SB Nation Radio, also on the Dan Patrick Channel on Sirius Satellite Radio, and most importantly, on the American Forces Radio Network, on The Voice. Big shout out to our brave men and women who represent our military, listening all over the world, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. Wherever you are, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job keeping us safe, so you stay safe, and we hope we see you at home very, very soon. Also, don't forget other ways of listening to the program. You have the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We have Twitch. Twitch seems to be on the fritz here a little bit. I'll try and get it up here, up and running. But Twitch is always at Sports Byline USA. If you want to check it out, as I say, twitch.tv on the internet and the Twitch app as well. But trying to get these webcams to work, whatever. This show's about y'alls and your calls, so get in the queue. We'll talk to you. 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. I'll give away a brand new game at 40 after. We'll talk about what have you been playing this weekend. I have no guest scheduled today, so it's all about you. Also, new releases, I'll tell you what's out. Cheat code at the end of the show. Send those to rick at sportsbyline.com as we stream along through the website, sportsbyline.com. Also, SB Nation Live. .com as well. How do we do it in an hour? Well, that's all the time we have. So, video games, I'm a gamer like you. I don't make them. I don't know how. I play them. What's good? What's bad? What's ugly? We'll talk about it. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on the Video Game Review.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
It's summertime once again, which means pool parties, barbecues, and relaxation, but it also means home projects, which aren't much fun. So why not let Home Advisor take them off your hands? From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area, letting you get back to summer fun. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. So don't wait. Get those projects done now and make the most of your summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. What have you been playing this weekend, this holiday weekend? What's good? What's bad? What's ugly? What is captivating your video game interests? You know, sometimes you get into what I call a relationship with a game, and not any kind of creepy way, but just that's the game you're playing, and that's just it. And I have, in recent weeks, thrown myself back into Call of Duty World War II just because a couple weeks ago we got some look at the new Modern Warfare. And last week, getting the Alpha and, you know, just the two-on-two. And it was a little bit frustrating, but it made me want to play. And so downloading all the, you know, I had already deleted it off my drive, putting World War II, Call of Duty World War II back on, and I've been playing that a lot. And I sort of feel like, you know, after prestiging, and I now have this submachine gun that has bright purple with little skulls on it, and then I have this automatic M1 carbine that is a paint job of the American flag. I kind of feel like, all right, I guess I've done this again. But what have you been playing? Let me know at 1-800-878-PLAY. Twitch is up and running. I got the other webcam working. Whatever. It's a smaller one. But there's a stream chat window there as well. Sports Byline USA. Twitch.tv and the Twitch app. Android and iOS. There were some release date news for Sony and the new PlayStation console up their sleeve. And we got some details early this year on the PS5, which is widely rumored to launch next year. And the PlayStation architect Mark Cerny confirmed details about the PS5, which will apparently, according to rumors, boast ray tracing graphics and also 8K visuals, I haven't even got 4K yet. But here's the thing that I find the most surprising and most welcoming, and that is the PS5 will be backwards compatible. There are over 100 million people that have bought the PS4. And what we're thinking now is that the PS5, if that's what it's going to be called, will not release before the first quarter. And so, of course, January, February, March, that's your first quarter. So they're saying the earliest it could go was April. Now, the Xbox, that next generation, is codenamed Scarlet. So the Xbox Scarlet, they've already said that they're planning on launching holiday 2020, which means Black Friday. They get these out in November, and then they get sold out, and everyone waits, and everyone waits. They try to get a look at it, look at the prototypes, but as fans, as all of us, wait for the new PS5, it's apparently emerged that Sony may be working on other PlayStation consoles. The patent filed by Sony was for a cloud gaming system. That was filed 2 days ago at the United States Patent Office. Office. I'm talking so much football. Offense, defense, office. The patent says, quote, systems and methods are provided for cloud gaming. One system includes a plurality of gaming resources in one or more data centers. The plurality of computing resources is configured to execute instances of games for client devices that are remote from the one or more data centers. Is that two? This is more from the patent office. By the way, I got this from England. This is express.co.uk that put this article up, but they got the patent. It says, each instance for executable game is associated with a processor, a graphics processing unit, it's a GPU, and memory. Memory is used for storing video frames generated for the executable game. The video frames are computed for video game streaming to one or more client devices. So that means when they say the executable game associated with video audio input, blah, 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 blah. Well, the cloud gaming system has at least one channel driver to facilitate that whole I/O processing. And that means that we could be talking about two different consoles here. Now, one thing to remember is that big tech firms, especially like Sony, they file patents all the time. So it remains to be seen if they're just simply trying to protect their back, if they're really just doing some research, or this new PlayStation could be a console, and there's another one that's a streaming device, or that it could be both. How could it be both if you have a streaming device? Well, I don't know yet. That's the thing. If you have a streaming device, you don't need a console, right? That's the whole point of it. So that's why I don't want to make any assumptions just yet. But I do remember when the PlayStation 2 came out, and you just think, oh yeah, we'll play the games there, and it's like, well, not backwards compatible. And I kind of feel like this is an outrage, but you know, people are going to buy it anyway. But backwards compatible, that means you don't have to have your PS4 out and then your PS5 out. So the news, if you think about the streaming service, as they want to call it, PlayStation Now. The PlayStation Now, that's going to be getting a big push. And you have to be in this, into the streaming service. Even if you make consoles like Sony and Microsoft, you still have to be into the streaming service because there are a lot of people that want to play your games, but they don't want to buy a console. Now, we'll see what happens in the future, but I feel like I'm always going to be a console guy because whenever the internet goes down or my Wi-Fi goes out and it's more than I would like, I'm not hardwired into an Ethernet. What can I do? Well, if I'm playing an FPS game, I can go campaign. Or I can play the games that are on my hard drive. You know, like No Man's Sky or Everybody's Golf or something. Just throw one of those on there. I was playing this weekend Burnout Paradise. You can get that, what was it, $15 with all the DLC. Still the best racing game of all time. The most exhilarating, hair standing up on the back of your head, feeling of speed, graphics, slow motion crash replays, a million different things to accomplish. Burnout Paradise, originally back on the Xbox 360. If you can get it, get it. I don't care what kind of console you have. But the rumors of this PS5 and, of course, the PlayStation Now, this comes as Google is preparing their streaming console, which is Stadia. And at the Game Developers Conference, people are like, oh, you got to check out the Stadia controllers. And so I was there in the spring and, you know, over here at the Moscone Center south of Market in San Francisco and over there at the convention center as I do every year. And like, you have the controller? Not yet. Just use these. And I'm like, come on, man. You brag about it? And Microsoft, their streaming system is called xCloud. So let's get these all down. PC people, xCloud. Well, I'm sorry. Not PC people. I guess you go Google and Android, Stadia, Microsoft xCloud. We already have Steam, obviously. And then PS Now, PlayStation Now. When do I want it? Veruca Salt. I want it now on the Video Game Review. Come on back.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517.
Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. By the way, we'll give away a brand new game coming up here in, what would it be? The next segment. I don't know why that was so hard for me to remember. GTA 6. Grand Theft Auto 6. If you think you know what Rockstar is going to do, they're probably going to do something else. And by the way, I'll admit to you that when it comes to the GTA games, I always think, don't buy it because I have plenty. And all I ever do, I never do any of the, I lied. I do about three missions, and there's what, 75 of them. I do like three missions, but all I do after that is I just go crazy. And then I find a code. Like, all I did with the last one is I would pull a guy out of a semi, I'd drive it around, and then I would get in the helicopter, and I'd put in the code that gave me a missile launcher, and I would just fly around and blow stuff up. But it is a weird game, whereas if you're walking down the street and you bump shoulders with someone, the cops pull up and start shooting at you. Which, hopefully, that's not your experience with the cops. But, so, when I think about it, I'm like, well, I'm not going to do the missions. I'm just going to put in cheat codes. You have to know yourself, right? You just have to know who you are. Man's got to know his limitations. Clint Eastwood. But apparently GTA 6, the release date, looks to have been put on the back burner with what Rockstar is launching next. And what they're doing is, what I mean, this is one of the most highly anticipated games on the horizon, always. In fact, they haven't even given it the title yet. But GTA 5, that was 2013. Man, I mean, you're talking about almost like, you know, right after the launch of the PS4. So, I mean, Red Dead 2 has been out for some time now. And so our attention when we think of Rockstar Games is to think about GTA 6. And it's been rumored that they're going to wait to launch with the PS5. And that it will be set on Vice City and it will only release next gen. So on the Scarlet as well. So, but as we were waiting for news on this, it looks like GTA 6 and Rockstar have maybe launched some other things to talk about, because Bully 2 will be arriving before GTA 5. And that's another thing that I think a lot of people will be very excited about. And if you think about it, it's Bully, when that game came out, there were a lot of people who, and this game came out, remember folks, on the PS2 in 2006. And I always thought it was just going to be, you know, this was, it was actually Rockstar Vancouver that put it out, and it was on the 360. And then, after it came out for the 2, and then it was put on the 360. And then like 2 years later, it finally came out on the Wii. But this game was really one of the first open world environments played over the shoulder, third person, action adventure. And you think about the bullies and the nerds and the preppies and the greasers and the jocks. And the word bully came from Bullworth Academy, You had Bulworth Academy, Old Bulworth Vale, Bulworth Town, New Coventry, and Blue Skies Industrial Area. But it was a lot of melee attacks. That kid Jimmy could run, jump, use vehicles, skateboards, scooter, bicycles, go-karts. Remember the scholarship edition? That was Rockstar New England, but back then they were called Mad Doc Software. But this game sold over 1.5 million copies. It won IGN's award for best PlayStation 2 action game of 2006. GameSpot gave it its best original music. And then the book, 1001 Video Games You Have to Play Before You Die. Okay, well, 1001, it got in that one as well. But the thing is that it got to a platinum sales. Platinum, by the way, for video games means 300,000 copies in the UK. I know, it's a bit weird, but this game was very controversial with parents and educators. When was it not? The Grand Theft Auto San Andreas hot coffee minigame controversy, the bullying online, the peaceaholics, they all criticized the game for either glorifying or gratuitous violence, trivializing bullying. And, you know, the player can kiss girls in the game. You know, that's not all right. I mean, think about it, was never all right. But in 2019, to run up to a girl you think's pretty and kiss her against her will or when she's not looking, you kind of think you can never make a game like that now. But that's all you need to tell everybody over at Rockstar, is you can't make a bully game in 2019. Like, oh, we can't glorify bullying. We can't glorify running up and kissing a girl against her will. Oh, just you watch. Remember, this is the same company that in the old GTA, you would get with a prostitute, shoot her, and then get all your money back. This was in the game. Now, a thing to remember is it's adult entertainment. You see that in R-rated movies. This is why these games are not for kids. I have no problem with the artistic expression. It's like comedians now. It's like, oh, you can't make fun of that. Comedians can make fun of anything they want. You either laugh or you don't. You like them or you don't like them. And like policing, well, that's off. That's topic is off limits. No, it's not. You can decide if you laugh or not. It's the same thing with video games. I would never tell somebody, don't make that video game. Now, you personally have your own tastes. And so then you would say, that's in poor taste. I don't want anything to do with it. But if you think about how video games have been blamed by the president of the United States, and this, oh my gosh, it gets so old. These easy scapegoats. It's never anything to do with anything. Oh, it's video games. That's what's going on. Anyway, Rockstar is going to put Bully 2 out. And it had been previously revealed that the Australian Board of Classification had already banned a game called Bon Air. Well, Bon Air. Bon Air was the PC version of Red Dead 2. And so as to why it was refused classification is unknown, but it's because the Australian government seems to be okay with console versions, which is ridiculous. You're going to ban a PC game and then it's on the PS4 and the Xbox One. It's kind of dumb. Now, what Rockstar can do, and they can do it just in Australia if they want, is they can say, okay, what do you have a problem with? And if it's just this or that, they can remove it, and that's been done before. And by the way, some more screenshots for Bully 2 have been revealed, and it was somebody said this is going to be the in-game map. Some people say that they have already seen the UI, the user interface for it, and the Wintersmith Mansion. that is there as well. But see, this is why I think it's kind of fun in a way to just get these little tidbits. And they do this on purpose. They do it with anything you're going to release. They do it on purpose to whet, with an H, your appetite. But the other thing going on, too, is that the new Grand Theft Auto 6 will include a casino expansion. And there is one thing that I saw that I don't think is going to be true. But they say, because, you know, we had it in GTA 5, but they say the GTA 6 online casino, you can bet real money and lose real money, and I don't think that's going to happen. But according to Alex Jameo, who writes for Jefferies, he's an analyst, he says GTA 6 will be April 2021. And he says it's just they're not going to release all these games, and plus there's going to be a new DLC for Red Dead 2 that's coming out, and they don't want to step on Bully. They want Bully to be their next big thing. They want Bully to breathe for a while as well. So I don't know. If you're waiting for it, you might have to wait as well. But, yeah, it's been a while. It has been a long time since we've had a GTA game. All right. When we come back from the break, I'm going to give away a brand new game. Also, I'll tell you what's new this week in video games, all the new releases. Come on back.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that two-thirds of all men, they start losing their hair by the age of 35? And if you notice, you might think, uh-oh, it's too late. It's gone. Go to 4hims.com. One-stop shop for hair loss. Also, skincare, sexual awareness. It's all for men. It's science, so you don't have to be bald. They connect you with real doctors, medical solutions. It treats hair loss. Go to 4hims.com. All the products are shipped directly to your door and order now. Now, my listeners of the Video Game Review, they get a free trial of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. So here's what you do. 4hims.com. That's right, for him, no hymns. 4hims.com/VGR. That's forhims.com/VGR.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851, 800-439-7851, 800-439-7851, 800-439-7851.
The Video Game Review.
All right, what is going on? Nice to have you with us. Rick Tittle back on the Video Game Review. It's 40 after. It's time to give away a new game. Looking up at Twitch, twitch.tv, Machine Guns 1 says, long time no talk, Rick. Yes, there's a little chat window there. It's a good way to get in if you so desire. I usually, when I'm on the air, I just type back an emoji. So I've got the fat red guy smiling with the thumbs up. There it is, twitch.tv. You can see us, Sports Byline USA. Time to give away a brand new game with a very easy question to answer. The way you answer it is to email me your answer to rick@sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline.com. And I'll give it to the second correct answer. By the way, I got an email from someone who was in Okinawa. And I love hearing from the brave men and women of our military. And also the lay people and our allies as well. But still, I know that I'm on The Voice. I know I'm on American Forces. And but it's always cool when I get a little feedback. So my thanks to the email from Okinawa. And remember, any video game question you would like to send, and I'm open 24/7. I'm not awake 24/7, but rick@sportsbyline.com. The game I'm giving away today is called Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3: The Black Order. This just came out in late July, so it's just about a month old. Rated T for teen. It's published by Nintendo, developed by Koei Tecmo Team Ninja, so obviously this is going to be on the Switch. My question is, what would be a good name for a sequel? Remember, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 is this game's name. The Black Order. So you could say Marvel Ultimate Alliance, the Magenta Order. You could say Marvel Ultimate Alliance 4. I'll be very easy with the answers there. But it's funny because I gave away a Persona game, and I go, what would be a name, a sequel, and someone emailed me Persona Non Grata. I really wanted to give the game to that person because that was a great answer. So I appreciate that email too. And that is a great name. That's the next Persona game should be named Persona Non Grata. And by the way, as an aside, send your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com. Years ago, this is in the late 80s, Nintendo Power Magazine, remember that? Nestor, that whole thing. They said, hey, do you have an idea for a video game? Send in this card. It was a little like postcard that was already had the postage on it. And I wrote, my favorite video games are Mega Man and soccer games. What if you combine the two? And you had Mega Man playing Dr. Wily and everybody else, all the different, you know, Buzz Man, Bubble Man, all that. Lo and behold, about a year and a half later, there it is for the NES, Mega Man Soccer. Now, you can go ahead and say, they were already thinking about that. I mean, come on, Rick, nothing's new under the sun. That wasn't your idea. Oh, yeah? I'm not going to just concede that they would have thought of that on their own. I think, now that game, if it was the best-selling game of all time, I'd want a piece. But there's no way I could prove anything. And they asked for unsolicited game ideas. So, but anyway, I kind of feel, I always say I don't make video games. I might have helped at least create Mega Man Soccer, which no one remembers except me. So what would be a good sequel name to Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, The Black Order? If you say Call of Duty 72, I'm not giving it to you because that would be a really stupid name. Anything else, I'm here for you. And you think about Thanos snapping his fingers to wipe out half of all life in the universe and superpowered brawls and heroes and villains and great music and character voices and all sorts of things like that. And this game is going to have you, if you're a fan of Avengers or any of that, you're going to love this game. Once again, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, The Black Order from Nintendo on the Switch, developed by Koei Tecmo and Team Ninja. Send your answers about what the sequel name should be. Rick at sportsbyline.com. All right, in this segment, I'll tell you what all new games are coming out this week, but a couple of other things first. It was a terrible tragedy to hear about the passing of Antoine Hubert. He was killed. He was an F2 driver, only 22 years old. It's just terrible. Such a tragedy. Killed at the Belgian Grand Prix on Saturday. He was driving for the BWT Arden team, struck the wall at Spa at the Eau Rouge Radeon complex, and then went into the path of Juan Manuel Correa, who hit Hubert at speed, and they both ended up in the hospital, and Hubert died. Now, why would I bring this up now? Well, there are a lot of people on the F1 subreddit. They were posting tribute screens of their laps that they were doing in a BW2 Arden F2 car at Monaco and at Le Castellet, where Hubert, who was a fantastic rookie, had claimed victories during this rookie season. And a lot of other people suggested changing the color of their multiplayer cars to Hubert's pink that he was using. This weekend they had a multiplayer event at Spa Francorchamps, and a lot of people went with the pink. FIA, by the way, canceled the F2 sprint race out of respect for Hubert and his family. So a delicate question now faces Codemasters, which no doubt had modeled Hubert for appearance in the game once F2 updates launch. Would it be insensitive or even feasible at this point to replace him? Would it be insensitive to leave him in as a tribute after he's passed away in a terrible accident? And if any tribute is made, would it be called out? How could you do it? So Codemasters on Thursday previewed their F2 2019 update, and they didn't say when it was going to be added to the game. But this is Thursday, and he died on Saturday. Now, three F2 drivers from the 2018 start in F1 this year, that's McLaren's Lando Norris, Alexander Albon, they recently were promoted up to Aston Martin Red Bull, and then the driver's champion last year, George Russell, went up to Williams. They both showed up in the series in this game. So the career mode begins in F2, and the player's created driver is joined by two fictitious F2 drivers at the top. So, you know, as I say, the tragedy, and now what do you do in a video game? I think either way they want to do it, I think is fine. I think if they want to include him, because he was in this year's circuit, I should say, he already had two victories, and if you want to race with him, that's fine. And if you say out of respect, he's no longer with us, we're not going to include him because it's not realistic anymore. I don't think you can go wrong. And I know we're in the age of outrage where everyone wants to point fingers and call people names and feel good about themselves and tweet something and get likes, but I think either way they want to do it is fine. 1-800-878-PLAY. We'll get to the new releases this week. Well, you know what? Let's just do them right now. The new releases coming out, and if I don't say so, they are Tuesday releases. And we will have Final Fantasy VIII Remastered. That's the RPG Master Craftsman at Square. They will
after, I mean, do you think about the success of Final Fantasy VII? Well, now 8 remastered, PC, PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, Xbox One. Catherine, colon, full body. Yes, her colon is in her full body. Catherine Full Body, PlayStation 4, PlayStation Vita. Catherine Full Body is a remake of Catherine and being developed by Studio Zero. Torchlight 2, Switch 1, 4. Seattle-based developer Runic Games. This is the sequel to Torchlight, which will feature additional character classes. Spyro Reignited Trilogy, PC and Switch. And Spyro Reignited Trilogy will introduce players to the full remastered collection of the three original Spyro games. Last Oasis, this is DLC on the PC. Last Oasis is a nomadic survival MMO. Earth has stopped rotating, and the last human survivors need to outrun the enemies. Warsaw on the PC, set in World War II. Warsaw is a beautifully hand-painted tactical role-playing game set in the Warsaw Ghetto. Savvy stuff. River City Girls. River City Girls stars Kyoko and Misako, two street-tough high schoolers who must fight their way through six neighborhoods on the Switch, the One, the Four, and the PC, all DLC. And then on Friday, is that right, Friday? Yes, Friday, NBA 2K20. And 2K continues to redefine what's best in basketball video gaming. Not in baseball. MLB The Show, a Sony exclusive, that's still the best. Football, it's all about Madden. FIFA, you can like PES or FIFA. NHL, it's all about EA. But NBA 2K, they have what's going on there. Now, just as in Madden, they have Madden ratings, and since now, every NFL player grew up playing Madden their whole lives. So they'll look and go, what? You say that guy's faster than me? Or, you know, it's like your speed is a 72. I should be an 80. Well, they've already given out some of the ratings, even though it's not hitting shelves till Friday. And they've revealed who's the number one dunker, who has the highest rating in NBA 2K, and it's a guy who has never dribbled, has never dribbled a ball. So what happens when I do too many shows in one day. In the NBA, Zion Williamson. The kid out of Duke and the Pelicans, number one overall pick. He is a 97 dunk rating. One ahead of the second highest rating. And that's Zach LaVine now with the Bulls. So I'm sure there are going to be some people going, whoa, 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 what are you doing? And Aaron Gordon, by the way, coming in at third. So more about that as we get, that's a huge release, obviously. Two more games, Monster Hunter World, colon, Iceborne, PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, the first major DLC package for the hit monster hunting game. Monster Hunter World, Iceborne is a new story. And then on the Xbox One, Creature in the Well, this is DLC, unlock the power of an ancient facility and face ominous, all-seeking creatures in this unique pinball-inspired game. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with a cheat code. It's not my first rodeo. Cheat code. Send your request. Rick at sportsbyline.com.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. That's a little Super Turrican there. Super Nintendo. Great game, by the way. Great soundtrack. Remember Dark Cloud 2? No, it was a Dark Cloud. It was the original Dark Cloud, I think. Not Dark Cloud 2. The original Dark Cloud, I went on eBay. The Tokyo Symphony did it, and it was on a CD, and I got it, and it is an amazing CD. Some of these video game songs... Remember the end of Portal? This was a triumph. That, Song of the Year. Great stuff. All right, a little bit of a switch today, because this is where I usually do the cheat code at the end of the show. Send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. But I have a guy who's written to me before, and it's Kenny. Kenny is in Henderson, Nevada. And he said, Rick, at the end of your show, why don't you give somebody a little trick that I have, although it is a 10-year-old trick. So here it is, and why not? I'll let you people, here's Kenny saying it's for a PS3 game. A PS3 game, Call of Duty World at War. He says, if you find some dead bodies, run up to them and make sure no one else is around besides your teammates. Get down into laying position, then crawl into what appears to be the body of a dead person so it looks like there are fragments of the body around your HUD. Lower your gun, but have it high enough to still see what's coming. This trick will make it harder for people to see you unless they are paying close attention to the ground. The flaws to this trick is that people can sneak up from behind you and see you because you can only see in one direction without moving. After a few kills, make sure to get another location or people will grenade you. There it is. Kenny, rick@sportsbyline.com. He's given you a 10-year-old cheat. Fresh as today's headlines, as always, on the Video Game Review. Come on back next week. We'll do it again.